The 2007 Werner Herzog Oscar-nominated documentary Encounters at the End of the World looks at life at McMurdo and then ventures to outlying research stations in the Antarctic. The film will be screened at the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake, New York, on Sunday. One of the scientists featured in the film is Scroon Lake resident and polar biologist Sam Bowser. He says he went through a standard course of training to be able to work on the southern continent.
I went through a standard course of training through NAWI, which is the National Association of Underwater Instructors. And ultimately, you have to get some cold water dive experience, and you have to get experience using a dry suit. So I was able to do all of that up in the, upstate New York area. I did a lot of my work in Lake George, and I teamed up with the folks who do zebra mussel surveys and underwater archaeology as well. So I got quite a bit of experience before actually diving in Antarctica myself.
The water under the ice is minus 2 degrees Celsius.
That keeps us insulated from the cold.
Dive operation. Time right now is 1:00.
Their work is extremely dangerous. They are diving without tethers to give them more free range.
It's true that if you lose sight of the hole, you could get in very deep trouble. Deep meaning like really bad trouble. There's no pun on words there about being deep underwater. But it's actually, as long as you pay attention to where the hole is, you just look up from the seafloor, look up at the underside of the ice, and there's this big, bright spot, and that's the dive hole. And if something ever happened where you had to get out of there, you just aim for the bright light. And I like to joke about it and say that if it's aim for the wrong bright light, you just end up in the next world, but it's not that difficult to pay attention to. There are other dive programs. New Zealand and Australia, for example, insist that their scuba divers are tethered. And if we were in very, what I would call dangerous environments, like where there's a lot of current or something, I would absolutely insist on being tethered. But the water is so clear, there's like 800 feet of visibility, so you would really have to go out of your way to be stupid enough to lose sight of the hole.
Sam Bowser, in the documentary, you talk about a very science fiction feel to diving under the ice, and the filmmaker really tries to give an ethereal feel.
Under the ice, the divers find themselves in a separate reality where space and time acquire a strange new dimension. Those few who have experienced the world under the frozen sky often speak of it as going down into the cathedral.
How true is that? Is that more for the film or is that reality?
I think that's the real feel. Just like if you're in outer space, you're that's it. You're completely alone. It's you and that's all there is out there. And when you're under the ice, it's a very similar sort of eerie feeling. You're hanging on to life by a thread. There's a little tube delivering air to your lungs, to your mouth, that you can breathe. Something goes wrong, you're totally self-sufficient. You have to rescue yourself to get out of there, for the most part. You do have a buddy diver with you, so in theory you could help each other. But, that in itself presents other types of dangers, like if somebody's panicking, you usually swim away from them and wait for them to stop moving, and then you go help them, because you don't want them to kill you while you try to help them. And I'm joking about that, of course, but that's always in the back of your mind. But I think the isolation, the total dependence, the self-sufficiency, and the need to make sure that you are completely and totally in control of your equipment and your environment, those types of pressures help to ground you, and it helps to give that sense of science fiction-y sort of feel to it. The other part of the science fiction-y feel is the organisms themselves. I mean, you know, we used to say it's a cruel world. Well, at the level of the organisms eking out an existence on the seafloor, especially at the smaller level, you know, a seal, what does a seal have to worry about? One predator, maybe two predators, like a leopard seal or an orca. The organisms at the scale of like your fingernail, they are confronted with so many different types of predators. If you're not eating something, something's trying to eat you, and that's just the way the world works. It is. Science fiction is more of an expression or a manifestation of how the world really works in terms of the dangers lurking around the corner, which is the feel, I think, of a science fiction movie. You're just waiting for a monster to come out and jump out at you and eat you alive. That's really the way the world works, and it's exaggerated at the level of microscopic life.
One of the things that intrigued me is that you are working, but you never seem to lose your sense of awe.
I think when you're buried in the work, there is that sense of awe and amazement because you realize you're seeing things that probably have never been seen before, or you're asking questions that have never been asked before, or you're getting answers to things that have been thought about for a century or more. So there's the intellectual pursuit, I think, is what drives the sense of awe. When you land in Antarctica, there's something magic about that place in itself, knowing that so few people have really been there. And then to see the scenery, it is like you've just landed on, I don't know, some alien world. And, yeah, I've been cold before, but the air is thick with coldness. So it's when you first get there, I think you are awestruck. You can't help but be so excited and so awestruck about being in the place. But I can tell you that after a couple of weeks, that kind of wears off because now you're working. And after doing it for 30 years, it's more like going home than it is to going someplace exotic. And I do call it home.
Sam Bowser will introduce and answer questions during the screening of Encounters at the End of the World, Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Strand Theater in Scroon Lake. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.